You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was a cool tune from the annals of Hollywood soundtrack land, courtesy of one of the most prolific modern composers, Mr. Randy Newman, with the song Monsters, Inc., off the 2001 soundtrack for the Pixar movie. Not only was this a solid way to start off the show, this was strategically placed in a new episode of Neon Jazz for my nephew AJ Domino, who is a big fan of the show. That was for you, kid. The pianist and composer Randy Newman has a matter-of-fact and often satirical way of delivering pop songs and film scores. He often writes lyrics from a perspective of a character far removed from Newman's own experiences. Since the 80s, Newman has worked mostly as a film composer. He has scored 6 Disney Pixar films. He has been nominated for 20 Academy Awards, winning twice. He has also won 3 Emmys, 5 Grammys, and the Governor's Award from the Recording Academy. Newman was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2002, and in 2007, Newman was inducted as a Disney legend, and the hits will keep on coming. Thanks for joining me. This is your jazz host, Joe Domino, bringing you a memorable lineup of jazz tunes. Coming to you from a town known for bringing the world jazz standards via quality musicians, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Featuring musicians like Esperanza Spalding, John Coltrane, Phil Woods, and much more. Up next on Neon Jazz is a big horn from the bebop era. This is sax great John Coltrane with the 1960 song Village Blues off Coltrane Jazz.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Born in Kansas City back in 1935, that was hard bop and soul jazz organist Big John Patton. After spending time with Lloyd Price's orchestra, he recorded extensively for Blue Note and performed with the likes of Grant Green, Lou Donaldson, and John Zorn. His music evolved over the years to the basics of modal and free jazz without ever losing the basic, gritty groove that he brought to it from the beginnings of his jazz craft. Another KC cat with a big legacy. Speaking of KC, up next on Neon Jazz is Kansas City's very own vocalist, Laura Chalk, with the 2011 song, The Velho Piano, or The Old Piano, off her impressive album, All the Things You Are. Laura has been singing in jazz clubs, restaurants, and for private parties since 2004, and her band highlights some of the most accomplished jazz musicians within the Kansas City music scene. Let's take a listen, shall we?
Arrumou muda tanto, parece que canto cotidiano desfaz. Feito passage cara num canto de um velho piano e não toca mais. Ele extingue-se o manto feito soberano e vim como santo, mas pode profano, parece cigano, não volta jamais. O amor causa espanto. E no entanto, todo ser humano por ele faz plano demais. É demais. Ai, eu amo banco tanto num vasto oceano. De riso e de pranto, de coisa gitano e comem montano, não para no pai. E quando quer paz, é tarde demais, é tarde demais. Num vasto oceano Jerry's et j'y prends tout. Du cousin gitano et comme montano no para nunca. Quando quer paz, tarde demais, tarde
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was one of jazz's newest stars, multi-instrumentalist Esperanza Spalding, with her 2012 song, Land of the Free, off her latest album, Radio Music Society. She is best known as a jazz bassist and singer, drawing upon many genres in her music. Back in 2011, she won the Grammy Award for the Best New Artist at the 53rd Grammy Awards, making her the first jazz artist to win that award. Spalding grew up in the King neighborhood of Portland, Oregon, a neighborhood she described as pretty scary, and was determined to be into music. By the time Spalding was 5, she had taught herself to play the violin and was playing with the Chamber Music Society of Oregon. She had begun performing live clubs in Portland as a teenager, securing her first gig at 15 in a blues club, which she could play only one line on the bass. She left high school at 16, and after completing her GED, she enrolled under a music scholarship in the program at Portland State University, where she was the youngest bass player in the program. Radio Music Society is her 4th studio album and peaked at number 10 on Billboard's music charts. You will hear a lot more from this young lady. Up next on Neon Jazz is a solid duo of vocalist Helen Humes and legend Count Basie with the tune Blame It on My Last Affair off a Divas Gold 2007 album.
And I'm cold, and I don't turn like that. Should I be introduced? And I sound very flat. It isn't a grudge I bear. Why blame it on my last affair? If I pass up my plate, though the dish is delish, if I'm handed a bone and I don't care to wish, it isn't the bill of fare. Why just blame it on my last affair? It hurt me so, and now I don't know if I'll ever live it through. Oh, there's no excuse for this abuse coming from one like you. And if my eyes fill with tears at each love word that's said, if I'm walking the park when I should be in bed, it's not that I need the air. Why just blame it on my last affair? And I don't turn like that. Oh, and I sound very flat. It isn't a grudge that I just blame it on my last affair. Though the dish is delicious and I don't care to wish, it isn't the bill of fare. Why just blame it on my last affair?
This is Neon Jazz.
That was Cuban bandleader, singer, pianist, and composer Perez Prado with his 1950 standard Mambo No. 5. Perez was dubbed the King of Mambo. To this very day, his son, Perez Prado Jr., continues to direct the Perez Prado Orchestra in Mexico City. Perez studied classic piano in his early childhood and later played organ and piano in local clubs. His popularity in the United States matched the peak of the first wave of interest in Latin music outside the Latino communities during the 40s, 50s, and early 60s. He is a bona fide jazz classic. Up next on Neon Jazz is trumpeter Jimmy Owens with the 1970 song Low Slow Blues. Thank you. That was vibraphonist Jay Hoggard with the 1983 song Felice off his album Love Survives. The Washington, D.C. native was taught how to play piano at a young age by his mother, and by the age of 15, he started to play the vibraphone. Jay first played piano and saxophone before picking up the vibraphone. He played with Anthony Davis and Leo Smith in the early 70s in New England, and after moving to New York City in 1988, he worked with the likes of Chico Freeman, Sam Rivers, and Kenny Burrell. Over his career, he has performed with a host of famous vibraphonists, including Lionel Hampton, Milt Jackson, Tito Puente, and Bobby Hutcherson. Dig that vibraphone, will ya? Up next on the show is Italian post-bop jazz pianist Antonio Ferraro with the 2002 song, I'm Waiting.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to say that this is the bebop story. And for those of you who are not familiar with it, I'd just like to say that back in 1947, quite a few men were trying to find a way to reach the public with this new music. And I just like to say that we finally got together and got one. It was very nice to me, but it was a little greater to a colleague of mine named Dizzy Gillespie. And I hope you enjoy something we're going to give you called Ooh Pop A Da. Thank you.
da out, play up to la beep bleep ah ooh pop da out, play up to la beep bleep ah ooh pop da out, play up to la beep bleep ah ooh pop da out, play up to la beep bleep ah ooh pop da out, play up to la beep bleep ah ooh pop da, play up da ooh pop da.
That was jazz vocalist of the bebop era and beat poet Babs Gonzalez with the 1962 standard Oop, Bop, Ah-Da, and as he said, it was popularized by Mr. Dizzy Gillespie. Setting us out of this episode of Neon Jazz is the jazz heavyweight of the bass and civil rights activist, Mr. Charlie Mingus, with the 1956 song Profile of Jackie. Thanks again for tuning in to a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the man with the plan, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about the show here at Neon Jazz. We would dig it. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. That was the Star Wars Cantina Band.
Okay. Whose headphones have you got on?
Okay.
Take 12.
Take 12, guys. The 13th is lucky.
Neon Jazz.